Parts of Marsh Harbor remain without power. The Mud and Pigeon Pea neighborhoods that took a direct hit from Dorian have been mostly cleared, but countless tons of debris remain across the island. While some rebuilding efforts can be seen, the head of the Bahamian Disaster Reconstruction Authority, Catherine Smith, knows the debris stands in the way of recovery.
But one of the big priorities is this debris cleanup in Abaco. It's really a big problem. And it's only a problem because of the scale of the hurricane and the devastation and damage that it did in Abaco.
So what kind of timeline would the authority like to have for the debris?
Well, I think within the next 3 months, I think we want to say that we can see appreciable change in the way places like Marsh Harbor looks or areas still left undone in Grand Bahama.
Smith expects the current damage estimate of $3.4 billion to climb. Next week, the Bahamian government is holding a conference in Nassau, hoping to attract private donations to help in the rebuilding effort. I'm Tom Hudson in Marsh Harbor, Bahamas.